Blog Talk Radio.
Attention! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard! Keep your arms and legs on the inside at all times. Hold on tight! The show is about to begin.
Hello, everyone. I'm Cindy Bishop with Coaching Chicks, supported by Cindy Bishop Worldwide, here to tell you a bit about who you are about to hear and the educator for this webinar. We are very lucky today to have Ashley Ross with us, helping in the understanding of business improvement with more efficiency and less frustration. And boy, do we all need that, especially in real estate. Ashley graduated with an MBA in management from Colorado State University. Ashley's always been fascinated with efficiency and how to improve your lead generation through enhanced technology support. Ashley was originally from California but is now well-traveled. Her bit of gypsy living, as we like to call it, has made her well-versed in how to use technology systems to help you rather than be a burden to you. In business, Ashley has a no-nonsense approach. After running multi-million dollar programs and businesses successfully and seeing what needs to be done to succeed, she has put this to practice in everyday practical approaches for you. Ashley Loves Education has designed, wrote, and implemented hundreds of hours of training material for schools, state organizations, nonprofits, and for-profit businesses. So, everyone, help me welcome Ashley Ross.
Hey, great. Thank you so much, Cindy. You know, to be honest, I really started planning this interview and talking about technology, and I was so excited because I was like, hey, I finally get to share some of the things I'm really excited about.
And we know you are.
Yeah, you know, and I get really excited. Okay, I'm going to show you some reviews and give you some suggestions on technology that you could use, and then I was completely overwhelmed.
It's an overwhelming topic.
It is. It's so vast. It's so complex. And there's so many things out there that you can use, and so many variations on a theme, and none of them are wrong. It's just how easy or how do they fit in your system. So I thought the best way to go about today would be to offer some suggestions on how to create a process to choose and implement technology that into your real estate business. Okay.
Well, that's excellent because that's where everybody gets lost. There's too much being offered. And when you don't know your right hand from your left hand when it comes to technology systems, having that kind of system is just excellent idea.
Yeah. And that's what the key word today is, system. I'm going to show you the four systems that can help you in your technology and in your real estate business to be less frustrated, to have more happiness, and to have more time, and to have, oh my gosh, the frustration level that I know that you and I both experience sometimes, Cindy, and we're fairly efficient.
We'd like to think so. That's right. So more so than many. And we see a lot of unhappiness, a lot of a lack of ability to have a life. When I coach people, I say, what are you doing this week to have a life? Most of them don't because they're so burdened by these exact inefficiencies.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and whether you went into real estate because you wanted to work for yourself, or you went into real estate because you thought it was going to offer freedom, most people envision a world where you not only get to help people in the most meaningful and rewarding way, you do it with a flexible, profitable lifestyle. And you probably also thought it'd be easy to manage and that your reputation as a real estate agent would naturally build itself through word of mouth and you'd have some online buzz through your social media. And I don't think anybody ever fools themselves and says, hey, this is going to be easy. But at one time, everybody was excited, ready for the challenge, and totally focused on doing what they love best, which is helping people find the best place to live. So if you're like most people out there, you're not quite too sure how you ended up feeling as if you could never catch up with the day's workload. There's just something that's off that causes you to work too hard, feel too much stress, and you just don't get enough done in your day. And even if your client scheduling goes like clockwork, there are always going to be behind-the-scenes tasks left undone. And when this happens, the things you really want to do, both in your business and your personal life, end up not even possible to think about. And that is so frustrating for everybody in any business, but especially, I think, in the real estate field, Cindy. Tell me if I'm wrong.
No. And the consequences are dire because, you know, it's just you're not meeting your obligations, especially with your family. And, you know, so this is very appropriately timed because I've been talking to people lately where they're just finally starting to get off, and then some people do have a life, and some people are still stuck in that mode, and this will really help them.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm going to tell you one secret. There's one secret to getting more done, having less stress in your life, and being more profitable, and it all boils down to one missing ingredient, and that is a system. It's a system. Mm-hmm. And not just having a system, but creating and adopting a system that works, a whole system, every piece of your business covered, okay?
This is exciting. Keep going.
It's exciting, but you go, oh, my God, that's so daunting. How do I create that, right? So no matter who you are, there's a common reason for this element of chaos. And it's that your system that you're currently using does not thoroughly cover four essential areas of your business life. All right. So usually the most common mistake that a real estate agent makes is to focus on only one of these areas. And they may have one or two tasks from some other areas thrown in. Because you perform one task or one group of tasks brilliantly or efficiently, you feel very frustrated when your efforts don't show less stress. They don't bring flexibility and freedom. They don't produce big results. They don't eliminate problems. So what you probably don't realize is that we are omitting one or more of these four essential systems altogether, or you're only covering one area effectively and just touching on these other bits and pieces. So I'll tell you what those four areas are in a moment.
Okay.
So let me give you an example here.
Okay.
Let's say you have client scheduling down to an art form. All right. You've done it so many times, it doesn't cause you much stress at all. You love it. You embrace it. You've decided how to manage canceled appointments. Cancellations early in your career probably got you quickly creating policies and procedures to cover this common problem. Right. You've decided on days that you will or you won't see your client. And everything just runs the way it should. You've outsourced email handling, customer service, email writing maybe to a competent VA. And there's always going to be one area of business that presents a challenge. So maybe you battle to write blog posts regularly or website maintenance is neglected. You don't have the time to learn about marketing and promotion. And that's not really where your heart and your interest lies anyway. And maybe your big problem, the one that you may not even realize, is handling money, your bookkeeping, your forecasting, you know, making sure that your accounting is taken care of. Any one of your system components can quickly take over your life, stress you out, and distract you away from that easy-breezy success lifestyle that we all got into real estate for. or any other entrepreneurial endeavor. I know that's what I got in for. But so before you can tackle the problem of creating a system, you have to know what areas you need to address. And that's what we're going to talk about, are the four areas in your business that have to be systematized.
Well, that is awesome. So developing systems, this sounds kind of complicated, especially to somebody like me that's not the greatest with technology. So what kind of systems do you need to develop, and how hard is it to do?
You know what? It's not that hard, but it does take a little bit of time, a little perspective. Complete honesty with yourself is also mandatory. And, you know, just having a list of what are the things that I need to take a look at and to analyze. So the first thing that I always say, system one, that you need to work on is your day-to-day scheduling, planning, and operations. So if you think about your daily, build planning into your daily activity. Do you use to-do lists? Do you prioritize, or do you do the same task at the same time every day? Are you using apps or online tools or software? And do you do this for every facet of your daily plan? Or are there gaps, things that just so happen to go by the wayside?
Yeah,
and
there's a lot of that.
Do you know what's yeah, absolutely. Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know what's out there in the way of tools for you to use? Are you using old systems, old versions of apps, or, as you and I both know, pen and paper?
Yep, the old pen and paper, the nice pad you can carry around because it's your comfort pad, right?
Yeah.
Not very efficient,
yeah.
But yeah, we use it, we do it.
Which, you know, and just like I said earlier, none of these are wrong. They are all okay if they're really working for you.
Mm-hmm.
But what if there's something better?
Right.
So, you know, I always ask our clients when they come in, and it's, are you reactive? If a client calls, are you scrambling to respond? Are you putting aside other priorities and telling yourself that this client needs help, or that, let's be honest here, you need the money and can't afford to turn down a client?
That's the common tale. Yep.
Yeah, you know, and as you and I have both counseled, sometimes not all clients are worth working with.
That is correct.
And in the real estate field, there are going to be people that are going to work with you and your personality and your style, and other ones you should really analyze and think, do I need that? Am I going to be able to effectively offer the high quality service and get a great outcome for them, or should I pass them on to somebody else?
Yeah, and that's a good call,
right?
Because let me tell you, it's a lot of times if you especially are working with somebody, talk about efficient systems. If you're working with somebody that constantly is mentally putting you down, or it's just not the right fit for you, and we all know what that looks like, it's better to refer them because it's the same, you know, basically you can laugh all the way to the bank that you made the right decision to refer that to somebody that doesn't find them conflictive. So that's that should be part of the technology efficient system, I think.
I do too. Because how much time are you going to spend trying to work with somebody who's not understanding what you're saying, who doesn't flow with your style and is looking for something that's not in your expertise? How much time would you spend working with them versus somebody who gets it?
Well, that's exactly right. And That's right. It's like going, it's like showing up at Outback for a McDonald's hamburger. I mean, it just is almost that conflictive. And, you know, it really makes people more productive, and they should be more efficient anyway on making money in different streams. One would be a referral stream, one would be working with people yourself, and I think that these systems will really help aid in that decision process.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's just one little example. And there's lots of them. You can relate it to your personal life and relationships. When your husband asks you to do something, your kids ask you to do something, when your boss asks you to do something and you already have other things laid out and planned, you really need to think about, are you putting other people's needs, desires, and wants in front of what you need, desire, and want? Because if you don't put yourself first, you're always going to have that level of frustration, and you're always going to be reacting rather than being proactive. And so that brings us to how do we fix our day-to-day planning and scheduling?
Mm-hmm.
I always say take a morning or an afternoon, whatever works for you, right, and schedule it for yourself. Block off that time to sit down with a pad and paper or a mind mapping software, if it was me, or your computer or your tablet, whatever works best for you. And really think about your everyday routine. Write down each day of the week, and under each heading, jot down exactly how you spend that day. And I mean, really think about it. Be ruthless with yourself. When I say completely honest, this is where honesty will get you 100% above,
mm-hmm.
above all the flotsam that goes in our life, all the stuff floating in the water. So if you get up 15 times to make coffee, you write that down. If you check Facebook 12 times at least during the day, you write that down. And I will say, because I'm guilty, there's nothing wrong with checking Facebook. But what you want to be sure of is that you're not telling yourself you won't check it till lunchtime, when in reality you check it at least 3 or 4 times and lose track of the time while you're reading posts. So it's a time waster if you're not careful. And don't just write down the hours you block out for client appointments. Write down what actually happens during client appointment hours. Do you habitually run overtime on appointments? Why do you run overtime? Do they call you running 15 minutes late, expecting you to add 15 minutes? Do you just get really excited and you want to show them everything, so you give yourself 10 minutes more? Or are you having tech problems and you can't make the phone call, or your email is having a problem, or there's tons and tons of reasons why your appointments could run overtime. Do you spend your time watching YouTube videos or playing Mahjong if you have no one for your 3 p.m. time slot? What could you be doing instead? And most of all, do you make time at least once a month to check in with a mentor or a coach for yourself? One that can help you brainstorm your daily system even. I mean, sometimes we need that outside perspective. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah, I really do. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you need your outside. You definitely do, because you can't see as clearly if you're looking in the mirror at yourself as you can with somebody else helping you, because they look at it differently and aren't emotionally attached to, you know, constantly adding that extra 15 minutes when it's unnecessary. So
yeah.
Definitely, I think it's important.
Absolutely. And, you know, and I depend on you, and you call me for those things. And I have another friend who I can always rely on her to call me on some, if she's going to say something's harebrained, or what are you doing that for? Or, you know, you need that outside, honest perspective.
No, you're not kidding.
You know.
Or overreacting to an email, maybe, something like that. Yes. Yeah, get that secondary, get another set of eyes on that situation, right down to sometimes people don't know how efficient or inefficient they're actually being. They really don't know.
Yeah.
And they need an extra set of eyes looking at it going, well, wait a minute. This is kind of, you know, they're thinking, hey, this is harebrained, and then they're just trying to help you structure it so that you're getting more out of your day because you won't be so frustrated. The other thing, I just want to make a quick comment here. When people are kind of frazzled and they're not getting a lot done and everything is getting in their way, you know, we can decide to be the master or the circumstances in our life, including our frazzled schedules, master us. So we have to decide which way it's going to be. And obviously a life led by somebody else is not going to be one that's as productive, and it's always going to be frustrating. It also zaps your energy. It also actually exhausts you. So those are little tidbits that, you know, I want to share because I've made a kind of a study of this particular point that you're talking about.
Absolutely. And once you have your list, you know, of the time wasters and how you spent your day, and you start looking at the problems,
mm-hmm.
you start, how can I better utilize my time? How can I highlight them and make a plan of action, a specific strategy for how you're going to change each one of these time and energy drains to a more positive business-building action? Because
that's right.
You're absolutely right. The time and energy drain, it sucks all the joy out of your life.
No, it really does. That is the most. That is probably the highlighted thing that everybody needs to wear on their forehead, because that is absolutely the reason why they've got to get better and learn and do more to create systems that cause a happier life and more efficiency. Yeah, so it doesn't do that.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Because otherwise, you know, what do we spend 40 or 60 hours a week doing if we have no enjoyment out of it? You know,
terrible.
Money is not everything, you know.
Right.
So, and I always say, don't settle on the first solution that comes along. Do some brainstorming on all the possibilities for each problem area, each area where you consistently lose time. Because that's one thing we do not have more of. We do not have more time. We have 24 hours in a day, 7 days in a week. And as much as I want to have a 36-hour one day, I cannot do it.
Yeah, right, right. Yep.
So, you know, it's crazy. But there's many times in my life I wish I had more time to get everything done and spend time with my son and spend time with my parents and go out and enjoy myself on a bike ride, but I'm stuck. So how do I create that? I create that by creating a system and knowing
mm-hmm.
how to fit more in the time allotted. Okay. So, and you want to identify the everyday systems you've mentally missed or you omitted to create. For example, how do you handle client support? How do you handle all those questions that come in? Do you have a bank of information you can refer them to? Do you have documents that you can give them because you know the same questions are going to come in? Or are you handling each one of those and answering the same questions over and over again? Those are some of the things that we just don't think about sometimes. Do you have a virtual assistant who handles your phone calls? Or do you have an answering machine? Do you handle these things yourself? What is the most effective money-making use of your time?
Mm-hmm.
And most of all, are you happy with your current customer service or your scheduling systems? Or are you frustrated because handling service or scheduling issues causes stress or loses you time out of your profit-producing workday? And lastly, on this topic, what is causing most of your customer service scheduling problems? Is it technology? There's a lot of different choices and options for keeping appointments. And you can do a little help session to get a tech expert to help you troubleshoot and learn a new system or a glitchy system. You can decide on policies and procedures that you follow if there's a problem. So, and some of this will absolutely come from your real estate broker as well. But a lot of these, if a client is going to cancel, what are you going to? How do you handle that? What is your response? Are you reacting, or are you going to be proactive and tell them how you're going to handle it? What about location? Is technology a problem based on location? How do you overcome internet connections or phone connections, or you know, making sure that you have their phone number and their contact information at all times? These are some of the customer service and scheduling problems and just business issues that can be overcome. But a lot of times we blow those things off as, oh, it just happens once in a while. But I can tell you that the once in a whiles happen more often than what you think.
Mm-hmm. They do. Mm-hmm.
And if you're not accounting for those because you're like, ah, well, that happened with Joe Blow and this is the reason. No, it happened. If it happens, account for it. Account for it in your planning. So, basically, this is about eliminating your blind spots.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can face any bad or counterproductive habits you have and create a plan for efficient daily routine. Do this and you'll free up time for yourself, significantly decrease stress, and boost your own feeling of confidence and self-respect. I promise. It works every time for me.
Yep, I believe you. So now it's time for the topic that causes big issues and might be the easiest to fix. One thing I've learned in working with you is there's always an easy fix. It just seems overwhelming for people that don't see it in little bits and pieces. They see it as a whole big problem, and they have no idea what to do.
Yes, and you know, tech systems, technology systems. You know, it'd be it's like when someone says, "Oh, I'm going to walk into genetics," and people go, "Oh my God, genetics!
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't understand any of that. It's foreign to me." Well, the good news is, there are a lot of websites out there and a lot of experts that have made this their business. This is their goal, to help you find the technology you need. And they've already reviewed it, they've already tried it, and they've already said, does it work, does it not work, and these are the problems, and these are the pros and cons of all this technology out there. So we began tackling the topic a little bit when discussing System 1, which is your daily operations and planning. We looked at changing the technology that you're using if it's not working for you. We also looked at adding technology to eliminate confusion or other problems. We did this when we talked about allotting areas of time you actually want to work and creating a schedule that allows clients to know when they're on and when you're available in a time allotment. And I have to tell you, this is really my favorite topic, and I could spend hours on it, but I'm not going to, I promise.
Okay.
So there are so many great technological aids for the real estate field, and sometimes you have to take a general idea and apply the specifics of what you need. But some examples, personal videos, so easy to do, so easy to edit, and they can look like a $1 million video, and you can do it with a free system. It's amazing. They have virtual staging programs. You have an empty house, but you want to show it with some furniture? Oh, my gosh, they have that, a virtual staging program for houses.
Wow.
Yeah, they have a program called Real Sign that allows you to actually have a real signature on a document on the go. And let me say this really quick. There are some states that do not allow any electronic signatures. They don't even allow a copy of it has to be an original paper written signature done in ink. So make sure that you know the laws about electronic signatures in your state before you, you go hog wild to get a program like RealSign. We have lead generation forms that are so easy to create using Facebook and to put in your newsletter and put on your website. There are umpteen numbers of contact management programs out there. Some of them are very specific to the real estate field, and some of them are not. Other types of technical aids that can make running your business easier are some of my very favorite ones. You have video home tour editing programs like Magisto, Videolicious, Animoto. You can create infographics that are so easy by taking all the data for an area, you put it into a program, and it just pops it out. So one of those programs that I like is called Infogram. And it's infogr.am.
And, that's an interesting way of doing their name.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's catchy. And ads and marketing materials that can be just made beautiful and fully customized for any kind of marketing material with Canva, which is free. That's C-A-N-V-A. I use it all the time. And I found this really awesome thing that you can create these virtual tours with your phone with a program called IC Gopano Micro. And it's this little thing that plugs in your phone, and it'll do this 360-degree virtual tour. And amazing.
Wow. Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, I get really excited. There's so many of these things. There are an umpteen number of plugins. And if you don't know what a plugin, they are the things that make your website pop. They can help you with a day-to-day blog. They can do website maintenance. You'd be amazed at what you can do with the plugin. You have mobile apps like reminders, calendars, alerts, so many mobile apps out there that are so great for people on the go. And they carry across from your phone to your tablet to your computer. And that just helps everything out. Like a Dropbox has an app for documents, and Evernote does. And anyway, I'll have to make a list.
On and on and on.
Text.
Oh wow!
Yes, then you have autoresponders to make keeping up with your email list a snap.
Mm-hmm. One of my favorites.
And it's awesome. Yeah, I know. And of course, you have software. You have content creation software, graphic software, scheduling software, and the beautiful part is, most of these programs carry across all the different pieces of technology that we use in a day. So I say don't be afraid of technology. Make it your friend. Get to know the technology you're using right now. And then choose the right aids. Because if your technology you're using is not working, change it. Everybody has tutorials, whether it's from the manufacturer or it's from somebody who's doing a review. YouTube is your best friend, and quite honestly, I use YouTube to review a lot of programs because people are out there doing it, they're using it, I might as well see what their results are. And while we're discussing technology, make time to create your own YouTube channel and upload videos to help generate leads and help brand your business. And maybe I should have kept that for our third essential system.
Yes, that's right. We are now, it looks like, at you've gone through two systems, one and two. Now I guess we're going to be moving on to system three because I certainly know we're not done yet. More goodies.
More goodies. Oh, my gosh, I know. I need to write this down and do it as a white paper. In fact, I probably will.
Yes, so that, you do. Yes.
And maybe I'll even do this as a webinar one of these days. So
I think so. A lot of value here.
So the third system is your sales, marketing, and promotion system. So doing things like using YouTube to help with business branding, generate leads, and strengthen bonds with clients all comes under the heading of sales, marketing, and promotion. And it should be part of an overall plan, one with both long-term and short-term goals. So here again, this is another set aside a morning, afternoon, or even a whole day. And think about what you're currently doing and what you need to do. And explore this as thoroughly as you analyze your everyday planning system or you research your technological needs, problems, and solutions. All right, so here's how we start. Write down everything you currently do to generate leads and build your reputation. And then you separate them into specific tasks, like tweet 6 times a day or upload a video a week. In fact, you might even want to break them down to daily, weekly, monthly, and occasional. And then really look at each strategy and decide if you are either overdoing one or not doing enough. And Cindy, this, I know that you're like the expert guru when it comes to lead generation and doing marketing when it comes to the real estate field. So what's your take on some of the other things that real estate agents are doing to generate leads? I know we talk about newsletters, but what are some of the other common things?
Well, a lot of the things they do I don't necessarily find very favorable. They're very expensive, and they generate cold leads, which means there's no connection. What I like to do, very similar to how this is breaking down with the daily, weekly, monthly, and occasional, is a contact management plan. Because one thing for sure, if they're meeting their numbers based on a formula that we use so that they can actually achieve a certain number of new contacts and keeping those relationships alive and growing those relationships, I think that's very critical. I think that some of the lead generation things that I promote are affinity groups, things that people have like common. Some of the most significant returns on newsletter email distribution is when somebody has one that's specifically for their Big Girl Scout regional group or the Lions Club or maybe it's the Virginia Tech Hokies or some other college or university alumni. And when people feel like they're part of a community, regardless of how they go after it, we could talk about this topic all day because there's just that many significant possibilities for lead generation that get you away from cold calls. I have yet to meet an agent. Okay, I take that back. I met one. And there's like 3.3 million in the country. So I met one that actually loved cold calls. But I never met another one. So with that in mind, why do we do things that are against our skills? Why don't we do things that are within our skill set, which is always the warm and fuzzy? And that's what A, sphere of influence, lead generation, a warm and fuzzy group of people that have similar and like interests, and then figuring out things that need to be done. Of course, you know, like I said, we could talk about it all day. There's a laundry list of all the things that can be done. So I think that is important for lead generation, is to stay away from the cold and do the warm. And if you are doing cold, like, for example, people coming in that you don't know from, you know, maybe they're signing up for your newsletter or whatever, is everything you should do should cause them to feel connected to a community or want to be part of a community, even if they start off as somebody that is cold.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's a great segue into the next step that I always say you have to do. So you wrote down everything you currently do to generate leads and to build your real estate reputation. So then you need to ask yourself, how does this help my ideal client? How will it help my brand? And how will it help build my business? Am I focusing on the one area I want to be known for? And how easy is it for me to keep the momentum to build this part of my marketing plan? Is there a skilled contractor or an online resource that can help me create it more quickly, professionally, and easily? And what will it cost for me to maintain? You know, I happen to know that Zillow costs an awful lot, but for some people it's effective.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you need to have pros and cons. You need to know, how is this helping me reach my end goal? And how much can I expect in return? So are you doing it because you want lead generation? Or are you doing it because you're creating an expert profile for yourself? You're building your reputation? Or are you trying to move into a new target segment? You know, perhaps you're really well-versed and you know a lot about the first-time homebuyer. Well, maybe you want to add another segment of the buying population. You feel like you're ready to go with VA home loans. So you need to really analyze where you're coming from and why you are doing these forms of lead generation. That is really what it comes down to, Cindy. You know?
Yeah, that's right. And you're right about things like sometimes people have contracts with different services, and even though they realize along the way when they talk to us that they maybe don't want to do that anymore, but they're stuck for another 6 months. We definitely do an awful lot, and people can. They can do this, where they take cold calls, basically, Zillow, Trulia, and really convert them well. By way of things like autoresponders. It really makes them warm and fuzzy. So it's amazing what they can do. And I think that, I think this is just excellent. This is just like making my little light bulbs come on. So I'm going to try to be quiet so you can finish.
Okay. I know. I'm going over time. I'll try to hurry it up too.
That's all right.
It's a lot of ground to cover. But one last thing talking about this. Oh, hopefully my last thing. Anyway, make sure you write down how you're handling your customer process or how you want to handle it. Are you advertising? What are the best venues? Do you want to use Facebook? Do you want to do radio? Do you have a newsletter? Do you have a trade directory or a journal that you're putting yourself out there? For instance, we have a client who is all about doing commercial real estate. So she's going to have a totally different venue than somebody who's doing first-time home buyers. So making sure that you are advertising in the right place, that you are putting your name in bright lights in front of the correct audience.
Mm-hmm.
How do you create your sales pages and your squeeze pages? I know that sounds foreign, but when someone's looking for you or they're looking for what you offer, how are they going to contact you? Do you have a form? Do you have a bright and shiny smiley face that they can instantly connect with you? Do you have a video that shows where your expertise is, puts them at ease, and makes them want to call you? All of those are done on sales pages and squeeze pages, even in the real estate field. Okay.
Wow.
And I use lead pages because it does all of that for me.
Mm-hmm.
But there's other ones that are just as easy, just as beautiful, and you don't have to have fancy, but you do have to have efficient and attractive, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, how do you track your outreach? How do you track the statistics of your Facebook ads? How do you track your newsletter efficiency? And how do you keep track of how much you're spending on your sales pages and on your sites? And do you outsource that? Making sure you track your results and your costs. That's something that a lot of people fall down on. And then you wonder, I spent all this money. Why aren't I making money in return?
mm-hmm,
right?
Well, that is a good point. You know, if you spend more than you make, or an exorbitant in proportion, you know, what's the point?
Yeah, absolutely. So I want to say, don't let this overwhelm you. Make a plan and keep only two things in mind. Why are you choosing to adopt each part of your plan, and what you want it to do for you and for your client, your ideal client, the ones that get you, that get what your expertise is, and that you have ease of communication with. So even if you don't set up every single strategy to get into your sales process, you can create a long-term plan as well as immediate short-term goals that help you decide what needs to be done next, what can be tabled until further down the road, figure out what you need to do in order to set up or adopt new strategies, and give you time to make necessary preparation. For instance, hiring a company or a VA that specializes in metrics or budgeting, or creating your blog and your Facebook. So that brings us to the final. I know you're going, oh, gosh, oh, my God, I'm sweating already.
Yeah.
And honestly, I'm going to keep this one simple, Cindy, because everybody handles it different. But I think that it's very important is system number four is your financial system. And if you haven't already done so, once again, take a morning, afternoon, or a day to create a plan and a system for handling financial growth. This should cover your budgeting, assessing your financial worth, estimating and forecasting your losses and your income growth. What payments do you have to make to contractors or to your VA or to your monthly subscriptions and other expenses, such as what you're actually paying and what you can actually claim on your household utilities for running a home office, right? How are you handling your cash flow? Do you have a petty cash fund for those spur-of-the-moment, hey, I'm going to go buy my client lunch because I just felt like it was something I needed to do, right? Do you formally pay yourself or not? Do you have a separate business bank account? Does anyone else have access to your finances or to your petty cash? Do you have a bookkeeper, an accountant? Do you have an assistant? Some of this might sound pretty basic, but these are questions you need to answer yourself to make sure there are no areas you've overlooked. And my last question to you is, do you know your net worth? Have you given thought to who will handle things and pay bills if you become ill or die? So some pre-planning here. And, you know, it happens, unfortunately. So pre-planning is very important, especially when you are a small business person, a solo real estate agent. Who's going to pay the bills when you can't? So a lot of people do pretty well in the financial field, but as with overall business planning and strategy, daily routines and habits, there are often blind spots, either through ignorance or more often over familiarity, or complete overwhelm. But I tell you, you never want to be in a position where you're knocked flat financially because there's an area you overlooked. So what do you think, Cindy?
I think that everyone wants a webinar on this. That's what I think. this was very good, and I think a visual class on a webinar with very much the same content would be very valuable. I don't know if people could listen to this too many times, in all honesty. This is very, very, very useful. And having said that, I really appreciate your time today, because I know that we are also talking about efficiency and time management here. So with no further ado, I think that our audience would definitely agree with me when I say thank you very much. And also, please get a webinar ready so we can also have that as part of our educational entourage for these well-deserving agents. So until next time, it's Cindy Bishop with Coaching Chicks, supported by Cindy Bishop Worldwide School. And we are so thrilled that everyone was on today. And until next time, happy selling.
Ladies and gentlemen, push the safety bars up and exit the ride.